loaded. When worse come the worst, my people come the worst. When worse come the worst, my people. All right, it's the worst here on the download on WGN 720. Very excited to get to it, our weekly segment where we complain and bemoan about the worst things around us for prizes. 312-981-7200 is the number. Give us your worst. And if you make the top three tonight, we're giving you serious loot. We got tickets tonight to the soccer match between the Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. How about that? We're not messing around with the number one tonight. That's a big deal. I want that one. I want to go to that. The number two is a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. That's not bad. Just for texting in what you think is the worst. I think we might be doing too much in our in the sales department here. And also number three, a pair of tickets to see the Producers now playing at the Mercury Theater through June 26th. So all that coming up today, 312-981-7200. Joining us tonight to help with the festivities are Sean Flannery from the Blackout Diaries and Mike Polino, owner of the Hi-Hat Club. Gentlemen, great to have you here.
Thanks for having
us.
The Hi-Hat Club has become the place to go for comedy shows in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about it before we get into it.
Well, we serve Creole Italian food, like Norris Italian food. We have live music and comedy almost seven nights a week. All sorts of stuff. Really, if it's an American art form, we have it. also, we have cocktails, a lot of Malort.
It's on Irving, right? It's the old. Is it the old Catarina's
place?
Yeah,
Catarina's. Yeah,
exactly.
1920
That's
West
a
Irving.
Great
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
That makes me respect you so much. There's so many people that never even noticed that place, but yeah,
it was
amazing.
A jazz place.
It was a very small Greek jazz place. Yeah.
And Sean, tell us about the Blackout Diaries.
The Blackout Diaries is a comedy show that takes place at the Hi-Hat every Saturday at 8 p.m. where stand-up comics plus everyday Chicagoans, postmen, teachers tell true drinking stories with photos from the events.
Great.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and the audience can ask questions. The audience can share their own stories. And it was once described on Yelp, and I think this is the best review possible, as a reverse AA meeting.
always strong. Yeah. Always strong. All right, 312-981-7200. Bring in our producer, Pete Zimmerman. This is his time to shine. He loves it. He hates everything. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Justin.
All right, so why don't we start as we do every night. The traditional start is with Pete Zimmerman. He'll start us off. What do you got tonight, Pete?
Well, Justin and I, we were off last week, so I was traveling. Mm-hmm. And when you're in an airport, you often see a lot of horrible things.
Horrible.
The worst is when people rush to board.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is the worst.
Where are you going?
You know what? That is so true. That's like I remember just we traveled at the same time. I was so annoyed at how people were lining up 25 minutes early.
Yeah.
In no particular order,
right,
even
yes.
though it was mm-hmm. by, I was on American Airlines, so it was by one,
it wasn't
two,
even
three.
Southwest. Yeah.
No, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. and I yeah. thought, oh, I got to get to the back of this line. This must be group one. Group one gets called. I'm like, you guys, any of you guys? And they're like, no, I'm three. No, I'm
yeah,
three.
Yeah.
Why are you standing in this line then? you're just so yeah. antsy to get where yeah. out of wherever you're at.
Yeah, or, like it's Black Thursday and they're trying to get a TV or something. Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous. That's a good one. That's actually, steal that one from someone from the texters. They should know. 312-981-7200. All right, Sean, let's go to you. What do you got?
Well, my worst, and this is one that I feel all Chicagoans probably agree, is I would say Chicago bicyclists have finally surpassed Chicago drivers as the worst human beings on earth.
Scoundrels, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like infuriating. Every day I walk to my day job and I see a Chicago bicyclist just run red lights
yeah.
at like 50 miles an hour. And I know it's like the most hateful part of my heart, but one day I just want to see a car hit him.
especially the divvy ones, though. You know, the
yeah.
divvies
oh,
are the
yeah,
worst.
Yeah. Well, those guys are almost excused because they're just tourists who are confused
or,
and just
yeah,
don't understand.
They don't have the helmet on. They don't know how to.
But
how to,
they
yeah.
seem so confident yeah. and happy, you know?
I think that's an aloofness that they don't know.
There is something. Today is a great example. I had this happen right here downtown where I had my headphones on and I was on Michigan Avenue and mm-hmm. we were about to cross, right? And you have to follow the laws down here.
Sure.
Like, there's no yeah. way to not because yeah. you'll get hit by a car, right?
Yeah.
And the white light goes on and everyone starts to walk. And these two bikers just
come through.
They just come through. Like, they come through the pedestrians on Michigan Avenue. Like, I'm a biker. I don't pay attention to these things. And like, there was three or four of us that just whipped quick, like, our whole head. Like, what are you doing? And they stopped. Like, oh, sorry. You're like, so I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like, the idea, I'd say the worst is bicyclists who believe there's no rules whatsoever.
Oh, of course.
It's lawlessness.
Well, especially the sidewalk bicyclists.
Oh, yeah.
I clotheslined one off his bike one time.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple years ago. It was a bit of a
fiasco. Laying down the line.
I'm walking down the street and like, you know, whatever. Because it was nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
That probably causes more trouble.
Yeah,
then you got it. Then it's confrontation.
It was super rewarding, though. You know?
All right, Mike, what do you got?
I really hate vodka.
Vodka is the worst.
It's the worst. It's the tofu of alcohol.
Oh, that's so good. That's
because there's no point. It's like, what's the definition of a good vodka? It's an odorless, flavorless spirit.
I'm writing that down right now.
So nobody actually likes vodka.
Yeah, yeah.
They like whatever the flavor is, which means you don't like vodka.
It's an indirect way of saying, I hate the taste of alcohol.
Right. I just want to get effed
drunk.
Yeah, you know, like, just say, I want drugs.
Just go shoot
heroin. Like, that's really more of the point. You're just doing it to get messed up. Like, and so admit that, though, you know?
Like those people that supposedly teenagers dip tampons.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this?
That's
I think I can say this on radio.
Yeah.
They supposedly dip
vodka.
Tampons in vodka and then put it up their butt to their get family, drunk.
Yeah.
That's
and
a thing?
Supposedly it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, how bad do you want to get drunk?
There's easier ways to get drunk.
And you
than
just
that.
Reduce it down to the pure drugginess of it.
I agree. That's interesting. Like the tofu of alcohol.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
I think we
what kind of vodka
one.
Do you have? The odorless, flavorless
right.
kind.
Right.
What do you want? How
and
much
then
money
get, like,
do you want
a,
to spend for no
reason?
And
then you get like a vodka and soda and you're like, this is, tastes like absolutely nothing.
Right.
Like this is like, it's not even water. It's, it
yeah,
tastes
right.
worse. Like it tastes more of nothing than water.
Like Coke that was just left out for too long.
Right. And I was just over at my brother's house and he had to, for vacation and he had vodka and I'm like, oh, do you have tonic? He's like, tonic's bad for you. I'm like, are you kidding me, man? I'm like, he's like, the seltzer's a new thing. And I'm like, come on, I'm not having this conversation.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'll take a little bit of sugar. All right. Let's go to line. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the worst. What's your worst, buddy?
My worst is I had to work on a vehicle that was towed into my shop that I have. Mm-hmm. And it was a mortician who traveled from Missouri to Wisconsin and transported her body back.
Wait a second. Well,
his vehicle broke down, and there was a dead body in the vehicle at the time in the casket, and we had to fix a fuel pump on the vehicle.
Cool.
It's the worst, being a mechanic when you have to fix a Hertz.
Well, it wasn't a Hertz. He had a like a Chevy Astro van. So there was a casket in the back of it, and this is a guy who wore a... He had the full garb. He looked like the old from the Poltergeist movie, the black trench coat.
Wait, so are Astro vans like hearses in Wisconsin then, though?
He had the curly mustache and everything.
Really? I'm not sure he was a mortician. He might have just told you that.
Yeah.
He might have stole the body. Who knows?
Yeah, right. Kevin, that's a very interesting the worst. It's a little bit unrelatable, I will say.
Just to know that there was a dead body in the casket, as he told us. As he goes, we got to... Keep the door shut, blah, blah, blah. No, go in the bag. There's a body I just transported from Wisconsin. We're burying it down south.
Wow.
Do you check the body for jewelry while I was in the shop, though, or something?
Yeah.
And he was there the whole time watching, making sure that nobody opened the doors, what was going on.
Wow. Well, Kevin, that's a good one. All right, I'm going to put you on hold just so we can get your number, because that's got to be in contention, just the idea of thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
I was going to say the idea of working a mechanic when you have to work on a car.
Anything special we should know about the car? Well, there is a dead body inside the vehicle.
Don't open the back door.
Yeah.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight here on The Download. Sean Flannery, Mike Bellino with me. We'll do some more right after the break. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. The worst, my people, come
It's the worst here on The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200. We're having some fun tonight. We've got a lot of great prizes to give away. We've got soccer tickets. We've got a gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. We've got a pair of theater tickets to the producers now at the Mercury Theater. We got it all tonight. Joining us in studio, Sean Flannery from the Blackout Diaries. You can see his show every Saturday night at the Hi-Hat Club, which is owned by Mike Polino, who is also in studio with us. Mike, Sean, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's go to some of these texts and see what we got, because I got a lot of people texting in. Let's go. This is Jennifer. When you're texting with a friend, you know, I always start with, you know what's the worst? when you're texting with a friend and you're already having two different conversations because of the lag, then your friend drops a bombshell and you have to delete everything you just typed because it'd be rude not to respond to that right away. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good one, Jennifer. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I just do it anyway to be a jerk.
Yeah.
That is good, though. I like that, Jennifer. That's I see Pete already writing that one down. He's like, oh, that's good. Okay.
I had a lady once who I was like, oh, you know, I'm out. I'm here. Like, you want to meet up? And she says, no, can't tonight. I'm composing. Boo. She then sends, my dad just died. I hit send on boo.
Of course.
So right? There is this real-time Discord, you know, that could cause awkwardness, you know.
It's like, a little awkward. Did you still go out or no?
No, I did not meet up with her. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just want to get the end of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. It's the worst when you get pulled over. This is 630. When you get pulled over for speeding and you're waiting for the cops to bring your license back because maybe he's in a good mood, then two more police cars pull up. That's the worst.
Oh,
that is true. That's where, yeah. Like if you're trying to get a relationship with one police officer and you're like, things are good, then the next car pulls up. Is there a problem here? You're like, you're not involved in this. Yeah. I've just been goodwilling for last. Yeah, I don't. People get pulled
I feel
over.
I need more backstory on this. Like, it's the worst when you get pulled over and then like seven cops pull a gun on you. It's just so annoying.
That's true.
What
are you doing?
Story?
Right. Like, right. There's probably more of the story. Yeah. There is a text limit, a character limit. all right. this is 630. Just, hey, guys, just a point of clarification. You don't have to be a funeral director to move the body. I have an uncle who used to go up to northern Wisconsin and bring down bodies. All right.
Yeah, any employee can check it out and, you know, just deliver it, you know,
okay,
as needed.
So from that one, we'll go to another one. 708. Yeah. The worst is McDonald's, especially during with the hash browns.
It's almost definitely.
They don't like that breakfast menu.
262. The worst is when your power goes out, but your neighbor's is still on, and then they ask, did you pay the bill? that sounds terrible.
Did you?
All right. Let's see. All right. 847. You know what's the worst? Those little stickers they put on fresh fruit that are impossible to remove.
I mean, the worst. I tend bars, so I take off like 85 of those a day. So, I mean, calm down, friend. You have no idea, okay?
You just need to, it's a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get better at it. Jeez. Yikes. I don't know about that one. I'll read this one. But I don't think this is funny, but it is the worst. 773 says, you know what's the worst? My husband, a Chicago fire lieutenant, died 3 years ago from West Nile from a mosquito bite. And now my son's destination wedding is going to be a bust because no one is attending because of the mosquito-causing Zika virus. That is the worst.
I mean,
right? Technically, that's the worst. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not all jokes.
Maybe a different destination is a good idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it is weird. Indoors.
Mosquitoes have ruined this woman's life twice.
I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is the worst. 773 lightens the mood. You know what's the worst? When you find out the suggested serving on your one-a-day gummy vitamin is two gummies.
Just make a bigger gummy.
It's really good. Like, yeah. That's the worst. I've been doing it wrong this whole time. 815, the worst is being a mechanic's wife. Okay. you might need a little bit more.
Because of all the Astrovans with the dead bodies in the back?
Right, like, I guess, man. I don't know what that's about. That might be, I'll bet maybe we could do a big segment on how tough it is to be a mechanic's wife. I don't know. I don't have that intel.
Seems more like a novel.
Yeah. 414's got a good gardening one. Planting tulips. You know what's the worst? Planting tulips for years, and then they don't come up because the squirrels eat the bugs off before they flower.
I would imagine that's bad if you're a gardener.
Right, right,
we say
right.
Bugs or buds?
I think it's buds. I think
all
it
right,
might be.
Because like,
bugs on that here, but more, I think it's buds in reality. 847 says the worst is when you finally find a parking space, but the people leaving are taking forever, even though they see you waiting with more cars behind you. That is the worst. Like when you're like, what are you doing, man?
There's two theories on that, in my opinion. You know, I sort of feel it's like I'm of the opinion I never wait for anyone because I don't know how long they're going to take. I don't know if there's kids in that car. Like, to me, that's a mystery box.
Yeah.
And I just move on and I find another spot.
That's a good philosophy. That's a philosophy of life thing, though. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to sweat this, man.
Yeah. So I feel like that's you putting your own schedule on those people.
Right.
You know, and
but there's also a common courtesy
from.
Of like, if you're moving, move. Like you're walking
yeah, that's
on the sidewalk,
true. I wouldn't
like,
just be like, I wouldn't be like,
amble.
Oh, you know what? I actually like coffee better than tea now and have a conversation with my passenger
right.
before I leave.
And
yeah.
it depends on the volume. Like if you're talking about the Crate and Barrel parking lot on North Avenue where it's just, or a Whole Foods parking
you should
lot
expect
where you're just
it
like,
to be terrible.
Go.
Yeah, yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Don't
yeah,
adjust
yeah, yeah.
your mirrors. Like get out of that spot. Like in Chicago, I can understand that because you're right. I mean, there
yeah.
are.
It's like, don't turn your car on and put it in reverse with the lights on until you're ready to go. Then the signals, I'm leaving right now.
Do that,
you know?
And then you sync the Bluetooth to your
right.
Radio.
There has to be sitting in their car, like, you don't have to come or going. None of your business.
Because
like, if you're, like, loaded, then you should get moving, you know?
I have three kids under the age of five, and there will be
really?
Some. Sometimes, though, people wait, and I will just let them know. I'm like, listen, you're welcome to wait there.
Yeah,
but I want
I
you to know I am strapping people
I
in.
Like
one of my kids has just got naked. Like, I don't know how long this is going to take.
That's totally true.
But Sean,
so, like, he's got a naked
that.
Kid.
As, yeah. as someone who'd be waiting with, if I see anyone loading kids in, I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm not going to rush them.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. When I tell them, like, you're fine to wait there. I'm gonna do my best, but I just want you to know I don't know what I'm getting into here.
So I would flip the script and say the worst is the people who rush people who have to load kids
yeah.
into a car.
I feel like
have
the worst
ever
is
never
your
done
crazy
that?
Naked
never...
kid, though. I would like you to talk about this.
Running
it's
out.
Amazing.
Right. They'll get loose sometimes, you know, with the self-opening doors and, you know.
Can I tell this story real quick about Sean's crazy naked kid? Sure. So I played at Sean's house one time because I had a projector blow, and Sean, as a very nice friend, lent me one for like, the show I was doing. So I show up to his house and, like, come in. He's like, oh, here's my wife. Here's my kid. Where's my crazy son? And he goes, well, Declan's the crazy
Declan,
one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Let me, Declan, are you decent? And he just yells, I'm decently naked, and runs out of his room naked, like, and Sean's chasing him, trying to grab him. It was.
That's a strong bit.
Yeah.
Kids just get, I mean.
Kids got some timing.
Well, yeah, and they're like drunks. They just get naked if you lose them. I mean, you know, they just emerge naked, you know?
All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy, what's the worst, Peggy?
Oh, the worst is when somebody's coughing on the train. For an hour and 18-minute ride from Union Station to Big Timber, they don't cover their, you know, with their mouth or their elbow. They cough into the aisle like that's okay.
They're just trying to share.
You're right.
Well,
the loud coughing like fit on any sort of closed mode of transportation is the worst.
Uh-huh.
That
I don't take that train. I know exactly what you're talking about because I have taken that Metra train. I would say even the worst is the CTA bus. That's what I take.
Uh-huh.
And you get shoulder to shoulder like in a rush hour and someone starts doing that. You're just like, oh, man, this is the beginning of World War Z. Like, we all know we're going down at this point.
I feel like the peeing is worse on the CTA.
Yeah.
Honestly. The coughing is disgusting and hugely discourteous. But the peeing and
the
other,
peeing is the worst.
You know, touching of yourself is worse than the... coughing, but the coffee is horrible.
I will say this:
Peggy.
I like that Chicagoans. I like that Chicagoans just brave it. You know what I mean? And this is part of our life. I've never respected the guy that wears like the Japanese surgery mask on the L and everything. It's like, come on, dude. I mean, it's winter in Chicago.
I have such curiosities about that. Is that like a phobia thing, or do they?
I don't know.
I'm always curious.
Are you protecting yourself against germs out there?
Or
vice versa? It's meant to actually be a courteous thing where you do it because, like, oh, I've got a cough.
So
I'm going to wear this so I don't spread it to everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what
I was
actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
But you still look like a Jamoke.
You
know? You
do look like a Jamoke.
Yeah.
It's a great word, by the way. 312-981-7200. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get to the news. We'll come back. More of the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first.
You know the deal. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first.
All right, welcome back to The Worst here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. 312-981-7200. We're giving away awesome prizes tonight. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes. We got such great texts and people waiting on the line. I appreciate you playing tonight. Let's get right to the people on the line. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, all right, what's the worst, Catherine?
The worst is when you work at a grocery store and you're closed up, the light's off, you put, like, up your sign, and you're closing down your register. You want to go on break or you're going home, and you turn around and someone has still managed to still load, has started to load their groceries onto the car, onto the belt.
And they're all exasperated.
They're
like, oh, finally an open register. And you're like, I'm not open. You're like, and then do they give you attitude?
Yeah, that's the worst. And they like make you feel bad, or they like make you afraid that they're gonna report you or something. I'm like, hey, I was clearly closed.
I worked in a grocery store, and I know that feeling. And it's the worst when you close, when the manager comes over and says you can close, but you have somebody.
Yeah,
that's the problem. And then you flip the light off, but the next person only sees that you're ringing somebody out, and so they're like, and so you have this constant, I'm sorry. And I worked in grocery stores in the day, they had the wobbly, this lane is closed thing that you would put on the end of the, so it was like a Marlboro thing or like it was sponsored.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, did you not see that really gross gray thing on the end that says you can't be here?
Yeah, but it's like no matter what you do, there's always someone who's like, oh, I didn't see. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, well, thanks, Catherine. That's great. That's a good one. All right, let's do Liz. Liz, what's the worst, Liz?
Well, the worst, and I'm going to sound like a really bad parent, and I'm sorry. I apologize, but as me and my son are driving the car, and windows were down, but I had, you know, well, they weren't down all the way. They were like halfway, three quarters way up. And it started to rain. I was rolling them up, and it's, Mom, my hand. His hand was in the window, and I freaked out. And, well, I hit the wrong button. Down then?
What'd you do then?
And, yeah, his finger ended up being all the way into the window.
That's the worst.
It was not good.
No, yeah, I'm with you, Liz, on that. I would say what you want to say in that one is the worst is when you crush
when you sever your kid's finger. It's probably not a good day.
And the worst part was I was laughing.
He might be mayor someday, though, so that's cool.
I know this story. I know this. Thanks, Liz. That was great. I know the story because my mom one time had my son. Like for a week or for a night to go to dinner or something like that, and he slammed his finger in the door.
Oh yeah,
and it was all black and blue, and it was a bad night, and he was crying. This whole thing, I felt bad for her, and but then it's also been a great joke because every time I see her, I'm like, hey, don't slam my kid's
don't break his hand. Yeah,
kind of works.
My mom closed my little brother's door in entire arm in the door one time.
Oh yeah, I grew up. I'm the oldest of six, and we grew up in like one of those 1980s A-team vans. And I can't tell you how many times my dad would just get a rolling start on that van and almost just like cut an arm off at the shoulder. Just at full speed. Yeah, I mean, like, nothing was, like, childproof back then. I mean, like, I'm sure it would hurt, like, for those automated windows to close, but that's, like, what is that coming up at? Like,
yeah, right.
You know, I mean.
You can also, usually if something's blocking.
Maybe the kid got some reflexes after.
Yeah, like, now modern doors and everything sense. It's like, burp, burp, burp.
All right, let's get through some of these. 224, you know what's the worst? It's going on two long walks, 3 miles each, working out, running a crap ton of errands, and checking your Fitbit to see how you ended your day, only to realize that the battery has likely been dead for most of that time.
So having a Fitbit is the worst thing, I agree.
773 says it's the worst when I parked at O'Hare long-term parking a few years back when one of those bird flu outbreaks was hitting China. The tram stopped at the international terminal first, and a plane load of people wearing masks got on the tram joining. All right. That is the worst. 773 says, you know what's the worst? The word rad.
It's awful. Worse than Mondo, maybe. Yeah, I think like Mondo might be worse, but rad's pretty terrible.
That's pretty good. All right.
That's a rad worst.
The worst is having to clean out your gutters. Yeah, that's true. That is the worst. I've never done it. The worst, maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe I got to do that as a homeowner. 630, the worst is when you're shoveling snow up to your buns. I changed it. It was a different word.
It's like fanny?
Yeah. You just get done. Your neighbor pulls out his industrial snowblower and does everything and everyone else's snow. Okay. The worst is you finally make it into the restroom and the toilet's not working. The worst is when motorcyclists stupidly weave in and out of traffic. That's true. I hate that.
That's actually pretty safe depending on the situation.
Oh, you're a motorcycle guy?
No, not at all. I was actually a Vespa guy back in the day because I'm super tough.
I was going to say, you kind of look like a Vespa guy. Definitely. Yeah, no, I would have pegged you for one.
It's the Romanesque profile and the 12-year-old girl frame. Yeah. So, like, no, if there's a lot of traffic and then you zip in and out, it actually makes stuff go faster when you go up to the front. It's not legal in Illinois, but in California, other states, it's
yeah, you see it in California all the time,
flow,
right.
You know?
The worst is being a delivery driver and having to act all grateful and then tell them no problem, have a nice day to the person who just stiffed you on a tip.
Do you have to do that?
I would argue you don't have to do that.
Yeah, although, I don't do that.
You don't have to do that. Yeah. That's not, the worst is having to do that. Think you have to do that. Let's go to Susan. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
I went to a new local coffee shop today and ordered a coffee. And the person who gave it to me wiped their nose before they gave it to me. Then the manager said, I'd like to introduce you to our new employee. And she took the same hand and shook my hand.
Oh, man.
You should have spit in your hand before she shook it.
That's more of a lawsuit than too much ice and coffee if you saw that. Thanks, Susan. I appreciate that. All right. And finally, the worst is getting pulled over on your birthday. Because you didn't use your signals, then having the trooper say happy birthday as he hands you your ticket.
Oh, so he recognized it.
What a mook.
What a mook. That is bad.
Officer mook.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look real quick at what we got. I want to read these. I think we've got it. We've got it written down here. I've got the top three. I also want to thank our panelists who are great tonight. Sean Flannery.
Yes.
He does the Blackout Diaries every Saturday night at the Hi-Hat.
That's correct. 8 p.m., $10.
All right. Mike Polino is the owner of the Hi-Hat. Mike, what else? What? Give me one more show we should see at the Hi-Hat.
You know, can I give you like two?
Give you two.
All right. So every Monday we have a Sad Sacks and Wisecracks hosted by Natalie Joves. It's
Natalie's
a great stand-up
great.
Showcase. She's fantastic. Also, every Tuesday we have our house band, the Hi-Hat Second Line, which is like a New Orleans-style brass band, 8:30 to 10:30, free show. It's a super fun time.
Now, we could do a whole other segment on your tattoo, but you have a tattoo of...
Of the Malort.
Of the Malort.
Yeah, I'm technically the Malort King of Chicago. I have a
trophy
and everything.
The Malort King of Chicago. If you haven't had Malort, go to Hi-Hat and order it.
Yeah, you
but
should.
You are the king of the...
Voted the best Malort bar in the world. People say Chicago, but we got votes from Sweden, like worldwide, man.
Right.
It was a big deal.
There you go. All right, so let me read these real quick, just do some business. Okay, so here's what we're giving away. Third, second, and first. Third is a pair of tickets to The Producers, now playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater, Chicago, featuring a riotous mix of eccentric characters and show-stopping songs. The Producers is a spoof on the big, old-fashioned Broadway musical. Get tickets by calling 773-325-1700 or online at mercurytheaterchicago.com. Second place is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. Meet Wendy and Wendy Snyder. And join her for an exclusive after-hours special showing of the Kitchen and Bath Showroom's grand opening on May 12th from 6 to 8. Register to attend at wgnradio.com/events. And number one is a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. See the world's best soccer back in Chicago in one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. Get tickets online at International Champions Cup. Let me do it again. InternationalChampionsCup.com. All right. Number three, I'm going to find it because I have it on here. I just need to get the find this. All right. We like this one a lot. Number three is from Jennifer. Jennifer says, when you're texting with a friend and you already have two different conversations because of the lag, then your friend drops a bombshell and you have to delete everything you just typed because it would be rude not to respond to that the right way. Right?
That was great.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So, Jennifer, congratulations. You are going to see The Producers. Number two, we're going to give it to Kevin and the mechanic with the dead body in the back. Yeah, Kevin, I like that one a lot. Yeah. That was good. And we were, and you know what? It'd probably be number one if it was a little bit more relatable, because I don't think anyone else is in that situation.
Yeah, like if we drove a Crown Vic instead of an Astro.
Number one.
Trump of the Crown Vic. We know how that goes, you know?
All right, and we also wanted to say that we kind of, out of the goodness of our heart, wanted to give all the prizes to the woman who seemed to be just chased by the mosquitoes. You know, first West Nile affected her life, and now Zika's affecting her life. But she said she didn't want any prizes, so that was nice and terrible.
We send her some off, maybe.
Yeah.
Or something?
So, well, we should. Jeez,
you don't that.
Here at WGN, we say keep your head up on that one. All right, so. All right, let's go to number one. Let's go to number one. Number one is pretty, pretty simple. It is from Nicole. Nicole is on the line with us, and she says the worst is the word rad. Love it. Nicole, you there?
That's pretty awful.
I'm here.
Nicole, congratulations. You're the winner tonight. You're going to go to a soccer match at Soldier Field on July 27th.
It's pretty rad, huh?
Thank you. I'm stoked. Just kidding. That should
Mondo, man.
Should be on the list too.
Why do you hate the word rad?
I think it's probably biological. It's safe to say I'll never marry a surfer.
Good.
That's how I feel about the Irish, I dig.
Similar, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
You nailed it with the simplicity, the word rad, so you win. So, Nicole, thanks for playing, and thanks for calling in, and thanks to everybody who called in, who texted tonight. Thanks to Sean and Mike as well for being here, you guys. Another great The Worst here on The Download. We'll be back next Monday.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.